Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina back today with Real Life Mentoring Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the simple comforts of the soul. So Chris, jump in, introduce this topic to us.
Well, as a mentoring nonprofit that we work with, as we train people to be effective mentors, we always take the holistic approach, six areas. So we are spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, and or professional. And so the spiritual aspect we're going to be talking about today, it is the soul. And so I thought about this recently. I thought, how do I care for my soul? So I go to the gym to physically take care of my body. I go about three times a week. And I'm pretty deliberate about what I eat. I can eat junk food like the best of people, but I know how to take care of myself physically with nutrition and fitness. I would say I know how to take care of myself physically by I need to get rest. And I've learned how to take care of myself mentally and even emotionally at times. I know how to develop relationships. But one of the things I don't think I was taught was how to care for your soul. And the soul is the core of who we are. It's our mind, it's our will, it's our emotions, it's our personality. It's you remove the physical body and what you have is the soul of a person. We relate to one another on this earth through the physical body. So I see you and I go, oh, that's Christina Ellidge. But you get to know actually my soul. Does that make sense?
Right.
As we talk and have conversations, you get to know the soul of a person.
Yeah, so today as we were talking, thinking about this topic and the fact that because we take a holistic approach to mentoring and to life, how do you care for your soul? There's been some terms tossed about called soul care or caring for the soul. So we thought this will be a two-part series, but we're going to talk about the soul. What is the soul? How do you define the soul? Where is the soul? We're going to talk about why caring for the soul is important, and then how do you take care of it? We're just going to give some personal examples. So let's jump into, Chris, you already alluded to this, but what is the soul?
It is the core of who we are.
Right. It's
your mind, your will, your emotions. Not the physical heart, but the heart of a person is there.
And right. That's the example of the computer.
Neither one of us are very technical, but if you have a computer chip in a car or whatever device it is, and that chip gets damaged somehow, it's not maybe updated or whatever, it causes the car or whatever the machine is to falter and to mess up, and it may not even work. I have found in my own life that if I don't care for my soul, the core of who I am, it does manifest itself in other areas.
Right,
but it does. And so the core of who we are, our soul, is so important to be cared for. And yet I don't know that many people talk about it.
Right. So we do want to preface, we're not theologians. We're not here to talk about the finer points of the soul and the spirit. But I do think it's worth acknowledging that there is a difference between the soul and the spirit. And because we take a Christian perspective, our spirit is that part of us which relates to God, okay? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about our soul. So the soul is, as you've already said, the seat of the mind, the will, and the emotion. It's our personality. It's our life essence. The soul has several functions. So the soul, because it's our mind, will, emotions, it governs our thoughts, our choices, our desires, our feelings. So there's that distinction then between soul and spirit. Here's some biblical examples to look at. Matthew 22:37 says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. There's another verse in Matthew 10:28. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, the mind, will, the emotions, the essence of who we are. So we like to look at our bodies are our who we are physically. Our soul is our mind, will, and emotions. We keep referring back to that. And then the spirit is our connection to God. I hope that kind of makes sense. And as we define who the soul is.
Well, Many people have probably heard this statement before. Something would have happened to someone and they said, well, how are you doing? They say, I am sick in my soul. Mm-hmm. So the physical body is fine.
Right.
But they're saying, I'm sick in my soul. That means the core of who you are is hurting, is in pain, meaning emotional and mental pain, possibly. There's something different about, so when I'm hurting physically, maybe I can get some help. I can get some rest.
You can take a pill.
Take a pill. You can't take a pill for the soul.
Yeah.
It takes time to, I'm going to encourage you guys as listeners, you want to connect with your soul and have your soul to be healthy, then you have to connect with God. That's the only way that the soul can be healed, actually.
When we look at what the soul does, that's where we think, where we feel, where we make decisions. We are bombarded, and this is not in our notes, Chris, but we are bombarded in today's world because of the internet and because of our phones. We have information at the ready constantly. Our thought life is overrun with activity. Therefore, that affects our soul. What we see on feeds on Instagram affects our feelings, affects our emotions. We act on that. We get frustrated. We have anxiety. That if there were no other reason to take care of your soul is being waged a war against. And I believe through the information that we're constantly receiving on a daily basis.
Okay, question. When do you know that your soul, okay, if I say, Christina, you've been sick before physically, and I say, what are your symptoms?
Okay? Right.
And you would quickly say, oh, these are my symptoms. This is what I can do about it, or what I've done about it. I asked you, Christina, tell me about your soul today. And you say, you know, my soul, I feel sick in my soul, or my soul is struggling. What could that look like for you? What are symptoms you would see?
Yeah, because we have kept saying our mind, will, and emotion. I notice it first in my mind. My thoughts are jumbled. It feels chaotic inside of my brain. I probably am suffering with anxiety or worry or over-responsibility or over-concern about whatever's going on in the world, which then naturally goes into my emotions. I may be irritable and snappy and judgy. there's just a feeling of offness. You know, it's where my personality is. Usually I'm pretty carefree, spontaneous in terms of, hey, let's do this. And when my soul is not in good condition, I'm regimented. I'm short. I want to be alone. For me, those are symptoms that something is off in my soul. What about you?
I think I'm a pretty nice person overall. Again, no one knows what goes on inside of our minds, but when my soul is weary, is tired, is frustrated, maybe a bit sick, I can be real judgmental in my head mm-hmm. toward people and situations. A friend of ours, he told me, he said he can take things to the catastrophic level quickly. Mm-hmm. So you get a phone call or an email, or there's a conversation that's not really enjoyable. It can just be that. And you've seen right. this in my own life before. And I would take that and I would already fast forward it to something much deeper or bigger or more difficult down the road.
Because your mind is such an integral part of your soul. That's how you're knowing something's off.
And to be able to go, let me back up here. Okay, it's just an email. Yeah, it wasn't a pleasant email to receive, but the world's not coming to an end.
Yeah.
My career's not over. We're not going to lose everything we own. That relationship is not ending just because of that tough conversation. So it's signs like that. I know something's off in my soul. Now, those kind of things happen. Another thing I realize, how consistent is it? Am mm-hmm. I thinking, feeling, and doing things that distract me? Or that I know something's off. Is that a part of my regular life? Or does it just happen occasionally? So I want to pay attention to both of them. But if I'm in a rhythm where I go, I'm negative, I'm more pessimistic, I get angry easier, I need to pay attention to those things. I know something's off in my soul.
Right. That's a good segue to talk about why we need to take care of the soul. But I think it would be good to kind of go back. We've talked about a lot of things and review what we're saying when we mean the soul. So again, you can't physically see the soul, But I love your illustration about a computer chip inside a computer. When it's off, it affects the whole system. And that's what we're saying is true about the soul. The soul is different from the spirit. We say that the spirit's where we're connecting with God, but the soul is actually where we're connecting with ourselves. It's our mind, will, and emotions. It governs our thoughts, our choices, desires, feelings. It's our personality. So just, I think it's worth reiterating what we're talking about, the soul. If you're having trouble going, not quite sure what you're thinking about, think about somebody that you love to be around. I'm thinking of somebody, my dearest, precious friend, Marty. She's gone. She lives in heaven now, has been for 3 years. When I think of her, I don't think of her physical body. I think of her soul, her essence of who she was, her personality, her warmth. That's what we're talking about. Now, her spirit is connecting with God, right? But her soul, that's what I was a benefit, that we relate to one another through our soul. We relate to God with our spirit, but we relate to one another. So if you're having trouble distinguishing between the two, I think that's a good, when you think of somebody that you loved, a grandmother or somebody, do you think about their physical trait first, or do you think of the essence of who they were? When you think of Aunt Peggy, Chris, somebody who is dear and loved you well for her 93 years on planet Earth, what do you think of?
I think of comfort and engaging. I think of someone who knew me well and cared for me and saw me, kind person. Yeah, I could go on and on. So what you're talking about are the relationships. Really, healthy relationships are based on the soul, are they not?
Well, because the soul is our personality and we connect. We can connect with people physically, but if we're connecting genuinely, it's through the soul, personality.
It is. And as people who are mentors or want to be mentors, that's really important. In a nutshell, I would say, take the time to get to know the soul of another person you're going to mentor. Mm-hmm. Don't just know about their facts and figures of their lives. So think about marriage. We've been married 33 years. All right. People are many times attracted physically to one another at first. You see someone across the room, you go, wow, they're attractive, and you're drawn to them. But think about marriage, what marriage would be like if that's all you have is the physical attraction.
I giggled out loud because after 33 years, the physical sure does look a lot different.
It looks a lot different, but that's not who a person, yes, they are that part of, they're in that body, but at a core, that's not who they are.
Right. Right. And it's noteworthy, you know, as I've talked about Marty and you've talked about Peggy, do I think about her laugh? Absolutely. Do I think about the way she would dress very fancy? Absolutely. But those are all so secondary to her essence, her personality, her soul. Same for Aunt Peggy, right?
Yes. I didn't think about it until you mentioned it now, but our souls are the critical piece of in our relationships.
Mm-hmm. With one another. Our spirit is that critical piece with the relationship with God. But human to human, person to person, it's our souls
it's that our are souls. Connecting.
Well, let's jump into why. Why is important? We kind of touched on this, but why is it important to take care of the soul? I think number one is because there's a war waged in the digital information world that's constantly battling and sucking the life out of us in our souls. But our souls are the core of who we are. And so we need to address caring for that.
You know, it's interesting. I said earlier, I try to go to the gym about 3 times a week or do some kind of exercise because I'm very deliberate. And I know if I don't do these things, it will impact me physically today, but especially down the road. I want to be so deliberate with my soul. I'm not as deliberate with my soul as I am with my physical. And yet, compared to some people, they would say, no, I think you're very deliberate with your soul. Uh-huh. But as I look at the big picture and back up, I go, no, I'm really not as deliberate with my soul as I should be and want to be. So that's something, just doing this podcast episode with you, I'm going to take a second look at this. How do I really care for my soul today? Have you ever gone to bed? Well, I know you have. You've gone to bed before and you go, you know what? I'm glad the day's over. I'm so discouraged or frustrated or overwhelmed, and I can't even think about tomorrow. We may be physically tired, but that happens in our souls many times.
Right. I want to read this quote from Dr. Caroline Leaf in her book, Switch On Your Brain. She makes a comment. It is very interesting that every cell in the body is connected to the heart, and the brain controls the heart, and the mind controls the brain. So whatever we are thinking about affects every cell in our body. And because the mind is part of the soul, oh my goodness, we have to be intentional about caring for our soul. It's like the spark plugs of an engine in your car. If you don't take the time to regularly check those spark plugs, your engine's not going to work well. And that's why this podcast, it's so important to take care of our souls.
I'm going to read a statement you put down here. Our minds, wills, and emotions, our hearts, are meant to support one another. You have on here, inner conflict is evidence that something is not right. We obviously know when there's conflict between two people, but inner conflict, that conflict inside of myself, that's a miserable place to be. And I think we all deal with that at some point, but I'm going to go a step further and say, you know what, if we don't deal with that inner conflict, we want comfort. We want to be away from that pain, right?
Right.
We don't want to live in conflict. I believe that's where people step into addictions many times. Unhealthy behaviors.
Let's talk about what you mean by inner conflict. So because our soul is our mind and our will and our emotions, one or two or all three are off. There's not a balance. There's disturbance in our mind, will, or emotions. That's what upsets the apple cart, so to speak. That's the inner conflict you're talking about, right?
Yes. And part of the inner conflict would be how I see myself, my identity.
Right, which is in your mind.
Yeah, which is in the mind. So here's an example. Let's say you make a mistake at work or at home. You may not verbally say it, but inside your brain may go, I am so stupid.
Yeah.
How did I do that? That's an aspect of inner conflict, that turmoil inside that no one else knows about.
Because your mind is replaying this story, and that's affecting your soul.
So it's critical that we really assess this and take care of our souls. So years ago, when our girls were young, there was a movie called, Madeline, I believe?
Madeline, yeah.
Madeline. This little girl lives in this school, I think in Paris, and it's a boarding school. And there's a nun that oversees the school. The girls are all supposed to be in bed, and they're on another floor of the school. You mind taking it from there?
Yeah, the nun is always hyper aware when things are not right with the little girls. And so there's a specific scene where she sits up in the middle of the night. She puts her finger up as if she's testing the direction of the wind and says, something is not right. And so that in our souls, when the mind, will, and emotions are off, there needs to be this inner check of, oh, okay, something is not right. How can I attend to my soul? I think scripture speaks so beautifully to this about our souls have to be restored. This is not a new thing to take care of our souls. Psalm 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. That's the implication that if the soul has to be revived, that it's been unrevived, right? Psalm 23:2-3 says, he, meaning God, makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Again, the implication is that there are times when our soul needs to be restored. And so today's episode is trying to get you to, one, help you understand what it is and why it is so deeply important to care for your soul.
And to recognize something's off with my soul. So that illustration you just shared, that I would recognize, oh, okay, something's off. God, can you please show me what that is? But as people who get to know you well, I can tell when something's off in your soul. And I think I know you can tell something's off in my soul. With our adult daughters, we can tell that. That's actually a wonderful thing to go, How can I help this person with their soul? That's actually possible.
And you go, well, how do you know something's off if you are in relationship with anybody? Because our souls are the essence of who we are. It's our personality. Then our personalities are not coming through when there's a disruption, when they're not as bubbly, when they're not as talkative, when they're not as thoughtful or whatever. Something is weighing in on the soul. That's even a great self-assessment. Have I been myself? Do I feel most like myself right now? If not, it's a soul problem. Your soul needs some attention.
And there's no shame in that. To go, I don't want to admit I've got an issue with my soul. Guys, we all do at times.
Right.
It's like saying, hey, I need to lose some weight, or I need to address this sickness that I'm dealing with, or whatever it is. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in addressing, hey, I need some help with my soul.
And because like eating, it's not a, we didn't eat when we popped out of the womb and then never had to eat again. That food nourishes our body. What we're suggesting is there are certain rhythms and practices that need to be ongoing. They're developed as a natural rhythm into your life because it feeds your soul. It feeds your mind, will, and emotions. We're going to get into that in the next podcast. Is there anything else you want to say in regards to what is the soul? Why is it necessary? As we wrap up this episode,
the thing that comes to my mind is this. I have a situation that's wearing on my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, and nothing may have changed in that at the moment. But guys, I can tell you, I have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And when I'm talking to God and I know he's talking back to me through reading his word, through a dream maybe he gave me, through words from a friend or through you, Christina, I go, why do I feel so much better? My circumstances have not changed yet on the outside, but he starts doing that work on the inside. Do you follow me? It's like,
right. And you just gave a beautiful segue into how do you take care of your soul by connecting with your spirit. Your spirit is that piece which connects to God. God then can bring healing and restoration to the mind, will, and emotions, to our soul. That was a great segue. That was unplanned.
Because that's how I work.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm good for this one.
Yeah, so this wraps up part one of Simple Comforts of the Soul. Part two, we're going to get into some very specific examples of how you can take care of your soul. So usually at this time we give you a sponsor, and today's sponsor is Fahrenheit. So we have a nonprofit called Fahrenheit Real Life Mentoring. One of the ways that, if this has been a beneficial way, listening to our podcast, for you to take care of your soul, and perhaps you've shared it with others and have helped take care of their soul, we would just ask you to consider making a donation to this podcast. That helps us keep quality content for you to enjoy and for us to continue to produce. And if you'd be interested in doing that, all you have to do is get on the FahrenheitMentoring.org website, click on that podcast tab, and there's a donation form that you can just send in your donation. That's how we're able to produce quality, good content like you're listening today. As always, we want to thank you for listening. We know there's lots of choices. We're so grateful you chose to listen to us today.